This podcast is brought to you by NetBank. Whether you're thinking of franchising your business, buying into or revamping your franchise, stay tuned for tips on how to grow your brand and portfolio.
Welcome to another episode of NetBank Franchising Podcast. I'm your host, Charles Schwen. Today we have Adrian De Bruyn. Adrian is the CEO of the Daily Coffee Cafe. Adrian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Charles. Thanks for having me.
Adrian, there's a lot of things that I want to chat to you about because I'm a fan of coffee myself. I believe you first opened the store, the first one was in Paul in 2013, but before that you were a banker for 12 years.
Yes, quite a big jump from, I was actually in the financial services industry for 12 years and decided to make the big jump and work for myself. And that all happened in 2012, 2013.
Okay, so how did the idea spur about? I believe that somebody said to you, since you're always working at a coffee shop, why don't you start your own?
Exactly. I was always doing my work in coffee shops. I didn't like the office space and being confined to an office. So I would always find myself a nice coffee shop or the best coffee shop in wherever I am. And then I would do all my work there. And all my friends told me, but look, just go ahead and buy a coffee shop because you're sitting in one all time, all the day. And then you don't have to pay for the coffee. And and that's how it all started. That's how the idea actually came about.
Mm. And then from idea to formulation, how long did it take? Was it a 6-month period, 12 months? I mean, take us through the process.
Charles, I was based in Cape Town and still am, and my employer told me that I need to go to Johannesburg. I thought, no, that's not going to happen. So I actually resigned, and at that stage, everything just fell into place. I looked for a small business to buy to sustain myself, and got hold of this very small coffee shop where I used to sit. And while I was there, I kept on telling myself, damn, I can do this better than these guys. And I started reading books about coffee shops and why do people go to coffee shops. And eventually ended up buying that shop after 3 months of negotiations with the owner.
Well, and that's the one in Paul.
That was the original one in Paul. That's correct.
Wow. Okay. And speaking about reading, I believe that Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks, he had a big influence on you.
Definitely. He wrote a book, Pour Your Heart Into It. And it's an absolutely fantastic book. And I can really recommend that book to anybody in any type of business. And it's all about being passionate about what you're going to do. If you're just going to do it to put food on the table, my personal opinion is that it's not enough. You really need to pour your heart into it. And I learned a lot about coffee and coffee shops and why do people go to coffee shops.
So would you say he's one of the, somebody that you really look up to?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. He's really a guy that started with nothing. He worked in the company in Starbucks. It was named something else at that stage. And he eventually bought the company and changed the name to Starbucks. And made a massive success of it. There were some hard times. He takes you through all the good and the bad times. At some stage, the business almost went under, but he survived.
So if I had to tell you that I know Howard personally and he's about to join us on the show in the next few seconds, what would you say?
Sorry, the Daily Coffee Cafe franchise is not for sale.
Nah, I'm kidding. I don't know him personally at all, but I know him and I've been to Starbucks and they've definitely made a huge success from what they've become. I mean, from where they started. And I can say the same about you. I mean, 2012, 2013, you had one store. I mean, you had a small amount of money spent and you had a big idea. And now today you have over 20 stores. But obviously there's a lot of things and mistakes and growing pains along the way. But I want to ask you, because I get asked a lot this about from business owners, and would you agree the first 6 months, 12 months, or even the first 3 years, it is very, very demanding and hard work?
Charles, definitely. In all the books that you read, they talk about the first 1,000 days. That is really, it's true. I mean, a mate of mine who helped me on the rollout of the shops at one stage came to me and said, would you believe today is actually 1,000 days after we started this whole franchise? And it was on that specific day that actually things started to look better.
Really?
It was unreal. And it was, it's all about survival. You're not really make money in the first year, in the first 12 to 18 months. You don't make money, you try to survive, you try to pay everybody that needs to be paid. And it's all about survival at that stage. But the good times, they do come. And I started with, in the first, between 2013 and 14, opened up 3 shops. And then in 2015, we franchised the business, also by default, almost. And we've got 33 franchised coffee shops now, nationally.
Mm. So speaking about franchise, I mean, you didn't really have a lot of a franchise experience. So were you like learning along as you went, or did you go do courses? How did you learn the system?
One word, school fees. it's a funny story. I mean, I was in one of my shops at that stage, only had 3 coffee shops and no idea really to open up more coffee shops. And a beautiful woman walked into the shop and asked for the owner and said, well, it's me. And she said, oh, you know, I love this franchise. I mean, I want to open a coffee shop like this in Big Bay, in Melkbosstrand. Would you mind open a franchise there? And I said, no, of course not. You know, give me your contact details. I'll contact you tomorrow. So she went out of the shop. In fact, I gave her a cappuccino for free. And I called my attorney and said, look, what do you know about franchises? She told me, I know nothing about franchises. So I said, well, neither do I, but we've just started one. So it's as a matter of Googling. We Googled, and then eventually I had to get up and learn the hard way. Made a lot of mistakes, Charles, But eventually things worked out very well, and I learned one thing, and that is to surround yourself with people, with experts, people who know more than you. And that's what I did.
I see. So the person, that beautiful woman that you were referring to, did she end up opening up her own franchise?
Yes, and she is still the franchisee of that very same franchise in Big Bay, in Melkbosstrand, until today.
Did you tell after all these years, like, by the way, when you said yes, I didn't know what I was doing. I was learning as we went along.
No, of course not. I was the expert. I knew everything about coffee shops. Look, I'm still learning today. This is an ever-changing environment. But basically, hustled our way through the whole setup. I knew the basics of running a coffee shop and owning a coffee shop. But when we... obviously, when you franchise any business, the key word is systems. And we had to put systems in place that must work. And we did that. We did exactly that. Just put systems in place in all the shops to make it easy for the franchisee to operate and run the business.
So I just want to go take a step back. You said you made a lot of costly mistakes. What was the most expensive mistake you made?
Right in 2015, I got a partner in and to help me with this whole business. I was a bit overwhelmed. We were growing phenomenally. My partner and I had different visions for the business. And unfortunately, I had to buy him out about a year and a half ago, which I think was a very costly exercise. I got a new partner in, which is fantastic. So aligning yourself with the right people is very important. I wouldn't say that my first partner was the wrong person. I would say that you need to know when you line yourself up with a partner that you both have the same end goal. Otherwise, okay. Otherwise things will go will go downhill.
Okay, so what is your, speaking about end goal, what would you say your end goal is, and has it changed since 2013?
No, I think the Daily Coffee Cafe is a community-based coffee shop. And that word community basically entail everything what we're all about. It is your, in the bicycling or the cycling community, they talk about the LBS, your local bike shop. We see ourselves as the LCS, the local coffee shop. So I would love to see a Daily Coffee Cafe in every town, in every community, every neighborhood, to serve people. So people must go to their local coffee shop, which hopefully is a daily. And remember, Charles, people don't go to a coffee shop because they're hungry or thirsty. That's probably the most important thing that I've learned from Howard Schultz, is that people go to a coffee shop because of their experience. And your decor, the way you treat your customers, everything boils down to giving them the best experience. That doesn't mean your coffee and your drinks and your food must be below par, not at all. But the number one thing why people go to a coffee shop is to have a moment either with themselves or a meeting with a business colleague, to meet up an old friend again, and of course to have coffee and something to eat as well.
So you mentioned the word community a lot, and I think evidence in your client base, I believe more than 50% of your client base visit their coffee shop three times a week.
Yes, and that is fantastic for us. We've realized that more than 50% of our clients, as you said, of our customers, visit our shops or visit a particular daily, his or her daily in their community or in their neighborhood, more than three times a week. So we've got a massive amount of regular customers, which is of course very good for business. But they also keep us on our toes. I mean, if we change something, they get upset. They almost feel this is their coffee shop. How dare you change your menu? But I mean, it's good that it's that way. We feel that they are part of the furniture, and I suppose they feel the same. So it's a fantastic feeling. But yes, a very big regular clientele in our coffee shop.
So you mentioned that something that you changed off the menu, and it's not the first time when I speak to a franchise or a restaurant owner that the regulars get upset if you change something. What were some of the stuff that you, the company, trying to change and they got really upset?
We dared to take off, took off pancakes off the menu. Never ever take pancakes.
Again,
yes. Uh-huh. And people love building their own omelets. So we took that off, and we had three or four standard omelets. That was a mistake. So we're rolling out a new menu in the next couple of months. We're just waiting for COVID-19 to phase out a little bit. And then again, we're putting omelets where you can build your own omelet. It's small, simple things like that.
And last question, just to wrap up. I mean, after all the hard work, you have to have some downtime. So how does Adrian like to spend his downtime?
I do a bit of a mountain biking. I was quite an avid mountain biker. I did the Cape Epic in 2010. Most of the times now it's much easier to jump on the motorbike with the wife and go away for weekends. We try to get out on gravel roads and just go into the, you know, take a leisurely ride out into the Karoo whenever we can.
So are you a Harley guy?
No, unfortunately not. Or fortunately not. I don't know. I don't want to. I need to tread carefully, yeah. But I've got a BMW GS, which is a big off-road motorcycle. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's how you escape, and that's how you reset your mind. You hop on your bike, and then you take a ride, and then just enjoy nature.
Exactly. I mean, once you've got your helmet on, nobody can call you, and you're just out there, and it's the quiet. Look, because by default, you know, every day I end up in a coffee shop, whether it's here or in Gauteng. We spend about 2 weeks of the month. We're based in Stellenbosch, but we spend 2 weeks of a month in Gauteng. So I'm in coffee shops almost every day. So when I do try to get away, and we suggest this for all the franchisees, is you need some me time at some stage. Because the whole time you sort of, when you're in a coffee shop, you interact with people and you need to be friendly.
It's training.
It is training. Yeah. It is. You are tired. Yeah. You might have just chatted to everybody in the coffee shop for 4 or 5 hours that day, and you are buggered when you get home. So you need that me time.
That's good advice, huh? That's good advice. Adrian De Bruyn, the CEO of Daily Coffee Cafe, thank you again for your time.
Thank you for having me, Joel. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by NetBank. Stay tuned for more on franchising or search NetBank Franchising for valuable information. See money differently. NetBank.